Greetings and salutations. It is Wednesday, June 18th, and I am back to my regular schedule of babysitting Pookus. So the adventures of G-Mom Pookus will continue. I took the weekend off. I took Tuesday off because he turned four yesterday. Officially four. And he shall be arriving at my humble abode shortly. But that's not why I did this audio boo. It's because I was watching the Today Show, which is like my favorite thing to do in the morning when I'm off. And there is now available for purchase a bulletproof backpack for you to purchase for your child to go to school. I was unaware that this was even an idea for somebody. But there's a company that makes bulletproof items, such as an iPad cover, a white bulletproof whiteboard. There is a first aid survival kit for school that you can, I assume, put in your locker or the classroom. And the bulletproof backpack, I think it costs $200, anywhere from $200 to $400. And I was just thinking, wow, that is intense. So I know here in my fair city, a lot of the schools no longer allow, you know, you just as a parent or anybody, you can't just walk into the building. A lot of them have buttons that you have to put, intercom buttons that you have to push, and you have to tell who you are. And there's cameras at the front, especially for some of the elementary schools. High schools, I don't know. I'm waiting to see if they put metal detectors. They have off-duty firemen, off-duty police officers that work in between their shifts, you know, they on their days off or whatever, to work at the schools. But like the reporter said, you know, back when we were growing up, it was just a matter of, you know, I forgot my lunch or I forgot my my homework or, you know, my show and tell or whatever. And now to have a bulletproof backpack. And I'm still, even with the Las Vegas shooting, the man and a woman, why? They said something about the revolution has begun or whatever. What revolution? They killed themselves, commit murder-suicide, and their whole purpose of killing people was, huh? So to all those criminals and crazy people out there, they're going to shoot, hey, stay alive so we can figure out what's going on with you. Don't just, you know, blow your brains out. We need to know what revolution. What were you thinking? You know, besides, you get 3 square a day. You get 10 minutes outside. You know. Oh, and speaking of prison, I was reading about Charles Bronson. I can't remember his real name, but I guess he's like the UK's most notorious prisoner, and how just totally insane and violent this individual is. I think his first name is Aaron. And I was thinking, there's no way somebody like that, I think, would be able to behave that way here in the States. I think somebody would just, he would accidentally fall from the roof of the prison, or he would accidentally get shanked by a toothbrush. He'd fall on his toothbrush. Something would happen to him. I thought that was wild to read this morning. while I was struggling to wake up and get functioning so bright and early in the morning. And it's supposed to storm. They've already interrupted the news twice that it's supposed to storm. And it's hot and it's humid. And I think I'm going to stay in my house, although I did want to go and get the fish for the pond today. But I don't know if that's going to work. So we shall see. It would be a good day because it's not too sunny out. You know, it's not bright and I can just kind of like throw the fish in there. So anyway, that's pretty much it. My mad ramblings for Wednesday, hump day. I'm so far behind on my blogging. It's not funny, but sorry, I'm watching the news. They're going to turn old railways into trails, into walkways. Well, how cool is that? Yeah, I won't hold my breath on that one. Oh, excuse me. I need caffeine. And that's another thing, too. I haven't had a lot of caffeine. I haven't been able to make my tea. I've gotten totally out of my normal routine. Even though I wake up at like 5:30 in the morning, which is my regular routine, I haven't, you know, I usually, like yesterday, I didn't crawl out of bed, I think, until like 9:30, which I didn't want that to happen because I want to keep my, you know, regular routine so that come August, I'll still be in the routine. And I was thinking I'm going to be taking a road trip soon down to Georgia after the 4th of July holiday. My oldest son is getting married. Ugh. I just dread the heat. Ugh. Yeah, I know. I was thinking, oh, I need a new dress and I need new shoes. But you know what? I think I already have my outfit out, picked out. Yes. I don't know. Because it is the Bible Belt, so I do need to be covered. See, all these thoughts go through my head on just randomly. So, all right, enough said. Later, news people.